the patch on a tattoo?
That's not advisable, and areas of irritated, oily, scarred or broken skin should be avoided.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von Das PTA-Magazin. Mein Name ist Julia Pflege und ich bin die Chefredakteurin des Magazins. Das Titelthema der Juli-Ausgabe von Das PTA-Magazin beschäftigt sich mit einer hochinteressanten pharmazeutischen Darreichungsform, den transdermalen therapeutischen Systemen oder kurz TTS genannt. Passend dazu gibt es eine Folge unserer Serie English for PTA. Für diese Episode hat Jane Funke, ihres Zeichens Native Speakerin, gemeinsam mit ihrem Sohn den Dialog unserer Serie Englisch vertont. Hören Sie rein, damit Ihnen niemals wieder die Worte fehlen, wenn ein englischsprachiger Kunde Sie nach TTS fragt.
Good afternoon. I'd like some advice on nicotine patches to help me stop smoking. How do they work?
They're applied to the skin, where they replace the nicotine that your body gets from cigarettes. That way you shouldn't have withdrawal symptoms or only weak ones.
How long do I need to wear them?
Patches should be worn for 16 hours, removed at bedtime and replaced with a new one at the same time each day. Therapy usually takes between 6 weeks and 6 months, depending on your smoking habits. It works in 3 stages and gradually reduces the level of nicotine absorbed.
How and where do I apply the patches?
Locate a clean, dry, hairless area of skin, the upper arm or hip, for example, or as suggested in the package directions. Remove the wrapping and put it aside for later. Then peel off the protective strip and place the patch sticky side down on your skin. Press in place with the palm of your hand and count to 10. It should then lie flat and smooth, especially around the edges.
Can I put the patch on a tattoo?
That's not advisable, and areas of irritated, oily, scarred or broken skin should be avoided. After applying the patch, wash your hands in clear water, as soap tends to increase the absorption of nicotine.
Can I take showers and go swimming?
As long as the patch is firmly attached to the skin.
And if it falls off, can I tape it back on?
Yes, with nicotine patches, that's possible.
And what if the skin gets red and sore?
Always apply the patch to a different skin area to avoid irritation. It's not unusual to feel a burning or tingling sensation for the first hour. But if redness persists or a rash appears, you should consult your healthcare provider.
Can I smoke a cigarette while wearing a patch?
That's not a good idea, as too much nicotine can cause unpleasant side effects, such as sleeplessness or nightmares.
And how do I dispose of used patches?
Remove each patch carefully, then fold it with the sticky sides touching. Place it back in its wrapping and put it into the household waste, making sure that it's well out of reach of children or pets.
Is there anything else I need to know?
Store the patches in a cool place, preferably under 25 degrees centigrade. Heat can affect how quickly nicotine is released. Don't use more than one at a time and don't cut them in half. Remove the patch if you need a nuclear spin tomography. Leaving it on could cause skin burns. It's also important that you check with your doctor that you're taking no medication and have no medical conditions that would interfere with the therapy.
I've already done that.
Great. We will gladly keep an eye on your medication, especially if you want to buy an OTC product. Would you like me to show you what's available? In order to recommend the most suitable product, I need to know how many cigarettes you smoke.
Yes, of course. I usually smoke about 15 cigarettes a day. I'm really grateful for your time. Thank you.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von Das PTA-Magazin. Danke an alle, die uns zugehört haben, uns downgeloadet haben. Danke an alle, die uns liken und abonnieren. Bis dahin und zum nächsten Mal.